watched the devil of it. It started with a lot of other things, but as like with MFJ, and of course I can go to a whole lot of others, Hallicrafters and all kinds of other things. The amateur radio thing is now to about three or four things, and they all are out of this country. They, the most recent one, as we know, with all these dirt cheap transceivers they send in, of course, your Yazoos, and I think the ICOMs was too, because I remember reading something QSD about it in the 70s when they first started sending stuff over here from Japan, and there's one or two other places. I can't remember where those other places are, but I mean, everything is somewhere else, and as long as things stay as they are, fine. But if something should blow up, you know, as you said, Walker, what I mean by blow up, there's a lot of big issues. KI4LZI5D.
Yeah, I had to look after something the cat knocked off the table. Well, you're right, of course. And things will be for at least, well, the way I look at it, for the rest of my life, things are going to be touchy. And I don't know any other way to look at it. It's all going over my head. You might say, a mile or two over my head. You know, I'm not directly involved, but I will be affected. I believe that goes for most people. Now, there are some that might be within the sound of my voice. I don't think there are many, but there might be a few who will be directly affected. But surely it will have some impact on everybody. Everybody, everywhere. This coming year, I've read in many places that 2025 is going to be a year of great changes. We can see that coming, can't we? The smoke is in the air. That's the way people used to say it. The smoke is in the air. You don't have to see the fire. You can see the smoke. Maybe if you put your nose up there in the air, you can smell the smoke. It's what people used to do. They didn't used to read so many newspapers or magazines and such. They didn't go online and talk up a bunch of stuff to other people all around the world. I mean, I know people enjoy doing that, and I wouldn't take it away from them at all. Let them go ahead and do that. But you shouldn't be thinking that you can have much effect, because the world isn't made that way. People are down here on our level, you might say. You might put it that way. We can watch and we can comment about it, of course, but we will have very little to do with it, whatever the outcome. Well, whatever the outcome is, we've done our best. I think this last election showed us the greatest power that we have, and we did our job, didn't we? And then now it's up to the people that we elected, and that's the way it's set up to be. Anyhow, Andy, I'm growing a little bit weary, so I appreciate you coming in, and I like talking from time to time, but I'm a little bit hoarse. I have been for weeks, and I'm trying to take care of my throat and generally my health, so I'm going to be turning in here pretty quick. Good to talk with you. We'll do it again real soon. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be gone on your final.
That ain't the Cody we know, but the way he talked, it sounded like the Cody I remembered being on here years ago, though. So I hope I'm wrong, but some of the rest of yous need to keep yous ears open in case Paul comes over here and says something like he did on 7-9 earlier tonight. Because it could very well be in him. KI4LZI. Won't be clear.
Comment. Andy, what happened?
KI4LZI. I heard N4DME come on the air over on the 7-9 repeater earlier during their net and say that the Cody that we know is a silent key today.
KK4HXB for ID. You talking about Cody that lived over there in Clayton, Georgia?
Interpretation I got from it, but some of yous have had a way to communicate with him other than just on the radio need to verify that. I assume it was him from way Paul talked.
I've got his phone numbers and let me do some research. And I'll get back with you. It might not be tonight because it's kind of late, but I'll call his mom and all tomorrow and find out and make sure. I hope it's not him, but, you know, I'll do some, my due diligence and do some research.
It's just, I don't, so I can't, but way Paul was talking over there on 7-9 early, it sounded like to me it was him. Now, you got his numbers on, verify it for a fact. I hope I'm wrong, but way Paul was talking over there, sounded like it could have very well been.
Well, I'll do my research and get back with you tomorrow, and probably be when we have the net. KK4HXB, I'm signing off.
Saturday sometime, because I'm usually not listening on here on Friday. Not very much, anyway. Try Saturday or Sunday to get me on the net. KI4LZI.